95.6 BRFM.
Well, I'm joined in the studio by, quite a crew, really. There's a few people here. We've got Sam, Ashley and Claire. Is that right, isn't it? Yeah.
Correct.
And Amelia. Who's
yes.
eating her sweeties
yes.
from her little frozen...
Hoping she's going to behave.
I'm sure she'll be fine. How you doing, Sam? You all right?
Yes, all good, thank you.
Thanks for popping in to see us. So, you're the sort of main organiser of Picnic in the Park,
well,
which is happening
yes,
this weekend.
Yeah, myself and Ash, we was the ones that come up with the idea in the first place. Mad idea it might be, but we were waiting to see on Sunday.
Yep. So, that's a great idea.
Yep, yep.
So this is the first year of Picnic in the Park, right?
It is.
Okay.
It is. Hopefully, same again next year if all goes well.
Yeah, so now where's it taking place?
It's at Barton's Point and it starts at 12 o'clock on yep. Sunday the 21st up until 6 p.m.
Yep. So now, this is the first year you've done this, but you've had such a tremendous response.
Fantastic.
Haven't you? You've got loads of people getting involved.
Can't believe the response we've had. We've been going around asking for raffle prizes to all the local businesses. They've been amazing, absolutely amazing. We're totally shocked and so pleased with
yeah.
it all. So it's all been really good.
Ah, that's brilliant. So what are we raising money for?
Macmillan Cancer Support.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, great cause.
Yes,
yeah.
Very good cause, and it had a lot of good feedback on that as well, people saying, you know, one of the better charities to do it.
Well, everyone's been touched by cancer, haven't they? You know,
absolutely.
Everyone knows someone that knows someone else
absolutely.
That's been touched by it. So,
absolutely.
Yes, it's a great cause.
Yeah.
So, you've got loads of... So, what are some of the headline stalls that you've got this Sunday?
Ooh.
Obviously, BRFM there, of
absolutely.
Course. We've got to get us here, haven't we?
First. basically, we're doing a couple of stalls. We've got a jewellery stall. Can't remember the young lady's name. Can you remember? No, can't remember that. Sorry, lady. We've got Island Cupcakes, and we're still waiting on to find out whether the bookstore's going to turn up or not.
Yep.
We've got Welly Wanging.
What's it called? Welly Wanging?
Welly Wanging, yes.
Well, is that Chucking Wellies, is it?
It is.
Oh, I've got to have a go at that.
There'll be the men's, ladies and children's competition on doing that.
Yep.
We're doing a dog competition about half past four in the afternoon, and we're waiting for some more people to register. We've got a few. So if you contact Amy Bridges, which is one of our organisers, she can sort that out for you. There's going to be the best poised, the fancy dress and the most obedient.
Wow.
So that's good.
That
so
starts
that's
at half
good.
Four, does it?
Half past four, yes.
Yep.
So that's looking good.
So people can still enter their dogs, can they?
They can, yes. Yep. I think that was £1, isn't it? 20 yep. a dog.
Wow.
But like
that's
I
good.
Say, if you contact Amy Bridges on our Facebook page, Picnic in the Park, she can sort that out for you.
Brilliant. And where did the idea come from to start all this? When
oh,
did that all.
Wow.
Is it down the pub or something?
Well,
probably?
Yes. Well, normally it is. Well, it normally is, yeah. It was a drunken Friday afternoon. I had a week off work. I went up to Ash's house and we was talking about people that we'd lost and
yeah.
friends that we'd lost, family and that. And I'd said to Ash, I'd like to do a Picnic in the Park charity do. And Ash just looked at me and went, we can do that. And that was it.
And that's where we started.
Yeah.
Yeah, you must be so proud. It's good. It's really good.
We are quite proud. We are quite proud of ourselves. I'm not blowing our own trumpets, but we've done quite well in about 2 months.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And you're expecting loads of people there. Of course, it's free to get in as well, isn't it?
Free entry, so that's good, yeah. Most of the games, children's games and Hook Duck and things like that, 50p, so we're keeping it quite cheap for everybody.
So it's a great day for the family, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not going to get rinsed too bad, because you know it's like
absolutely.
You've got two or three kids.
Yeah.
It's like,
absolutely.
Yeah,
the trains are running, we've got ponies, and weather permitting, we will have the kayaks as well running, but they'll be a bit more expensive than what we're actually doing.
Of course,
but Amanda
yeah.
at the boathouse has actually arranged and put that on for us.
Brilliant.
We've also got a bar and a barbecue going, which Amanda's doing.
Right. That's a few more people going, right, I'm coming. That's it. That's me, Sol.
Well, that's where you'll find us, look.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know where to find you on Sunday.
Absolutely.
And, of course, BRFM will be there. We'll be there with our roadshow, so
yeah,
we're looking forward to taking part in that. So how can people find out more details about this if they need to find out any more information?
Basically, if they go and look for our Picnic in the Park Facebook page, it's got a lot of information on there, itinerary, who's going to be there, what we're going to do, things like that. And also we've got, girls, what was it you said we've got? Barton's Point
website and Visit Swell.
Brilliant. So any of those places.
Yeah.
But you can just go on Facebook, Picnic in the Park, and it's all going to come up.
Yeah, there's plenty of posters around the town and in the camps, and we've also put some banners up around the island as well.
Brilliant.
So you can't miss us.
anyone you need to mention. Now be careful here, because if you miss people out, they'll get very upset.
Yes, we do. Obviously, Amy Bridges, one of our ladies, and Louise Bowie. Fantastic help that they've done as well. They couldn't be here today because of work commitments and things.
Yep.
But obviously, yeah, those two ladies.
We couldn't have done it without you.
No, we couldn't have done it without you.
Yeah, so, brilliant. Well, good. Thanks. Hope you haven't missed anyone, because they'll be like, how dare you miss me? Live on the radio, how dare you?
Well, just all the local businesses as well. Everybody that's given us any input into this, just thank you very much. It's much appreciated.
Brilliant. And get yourself down there. It's this Sunday, Picnic in the Park, from 12 at Barton's Point. It's going to be great fun. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for having us. And thanks for coming down on Sunday.
Is Amelia going to speak?
No.
Amelia's... How old's Amelia, your granddaughter?
She's going to be 2 in September.
She's sitting here. She's giving me a really dirty look. She's like, I don't know... Listen, mate, I don't know who you are. Don't you think you are? But stop talking to me. She's got her blanket and her dummy, and she's like... Later on, she's going to... Who was that man? Who was that strange man?
Exactly.
Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thank you very much.
And
I'll
see you Sunday. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
See ya.
Good, thank you. 95.6
BRFM.